In Genesis 2 and 3, there is the account of what God said, what the serpent said, what Eve said, and what Adam said. Of the 8 recorded statements the Lord made, 4 were questions. Why do you think he asked Adam and Eve questions, but only gave statements to the serpent? I venture this. God wanted a conversation with Adam and Eve, but was not interested in a conversation with the serpent. Friends, there is nothing hell has to say which we need to hear. I have no questions for hell, and they have no answers I need to hear. None, nada, never, ever, and none. Learning to ask good questions is as much an art as navigating good dialogue. I think, and this is just what I think, people who only tell answers aren't too interested in friends, only subordinates. In my opinion, women are far more relationship-oriented than men, so they ask questions. Questions, without being interrogators, are an invitation into a relationship. They are conversation encouragers. Colossians 4:6. Let your speech always be with grace, and though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person. And Luke 13:21. It is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour until it was all leavened. If the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which is hid in the dough and doesn't stop until the entire lump is leavened, how is that any different than us being more transparent and involved in people's lives so Jesus is more easily revealed? We've got to go there. We can't keep standing at a distance from a dying world, yelling the gospel across a divide between us and them, but never actually being involved with the lost. We should not just be a distant light in the darkness in people's lives. We should be the soft light of grace up close and personal. And if we're going to let our lights shine up close and personal-like, let us allow the Holy Spirit to resolve our worldly hearts of sourness, bad language which reflects our heart, fault-finding, ignorance, and a downcast countenance. If we'll let Him, God will fill us with aspects of courtesy, insight, grace, and salt. We are not monotony on 2 legs, you know. We possess the very life and light of the universe in our hearts. Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Learning to have conversations with people is being involved in their lives. Let us look to understand. And rather than working to constantly persuade them, which makes us look like hammers and everyone else as a nail, learn to listen. Listen to the quieter ones. It seems they often see things but rarely express themselves. I've learned to use the word "and," which opens up further conversation and means "in addition to." When we use "but," though, it shuts people down and it means "with exception," or maybe "I know something you don't know." I'm fairly certain years ago I was a chief in the Yebut tribe. Yebut, Yebut, Yebut. It made conversations difficult to have. I've heard myself witnessing instead of visiting, and out of my own mouth was far more often the word "but." It is argumentative and is a subtle way of drawing swords with people. I've been such a silly man. Rarely, if ever, did anyone ever come to the Lord as the result of a metaphorical sword fight. When I learned to ask questions and allow myself to conversate without the need to win, allowing myself to be involved in the lives of others, I began to see results bearing much fruit.